Dear Audio Journal, earlier today I bought an old radio from the thrift store, and just now I've started picking up something a bit weird on it. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's a guy who's saying things that don't make sense. It doesn't sound like another language or anything, it just doesn't make sense. I think I ought to investigate. Okay, so I looked online, and the nearest station registered in this frequency is pretty far away, and they're all jazz music, almost no talking. For another thing, I've listened to it for a few days now, and the voices only appear at night and only last a few minutes and then go away. The rest of the time is just static. So whatever's going on here, I don't think it's supposed to be happening. I asked around school today, and nobody else knows what I'm talking about. Which makes sense enough, you know, kids these days don't listen to the radio. I doubt many adults are staying up all night to listening to static. I convinced my friend who lives across town to stay up and listen for the voices, though, so that might help. Dear Audio Journal, I think it's safe to say at this point that I've invested an unreasonable amount of time in this radio thing, but it's just gotten more interesting. Last night I heard those weird voices on the radio again. My friend who lives across town didn't, which I think gives some clues as to where and what this is. I made a post about this whole thing on the internet, and some people there pointed me towards some tools I could use to triangulate the signal, which apparently is a way of figuring out exactly where it's coming from. This stuff isn't cheap, but I think this is going to turn out to be all worthwhile. I heard a rumor today from an old man who says there was a Soviet spy operating outside of town back during the Cold War. Couldn't find anything to back this up, so it might just be misremembering, you know, stories of this sort of thing happening other places. Come to think of it, though, it does sound like the radio guy is talking in code. In other news, the stuff I ordered to triangulate the signal, as they called it, have arrived, so I should be able to get to the bottom of this very soon. Okay, so it took me almost a month, but I think I finally found the source. This guy made himself pretty hard to find, but I think now I've got him. The signal seems to be coming from this old coal mine that got abandoned years ago. When the coal ran out, the company moved somewhere else. From the hill I'm standing on, I can see one of the buildings has some lights on, and a thing that looks like an antenna on the roof, and a generator running. So, I mean, this has got to be it. I'm approaching it now. See down a hall, in another room there's a desk with what looks like one of those things with knobs DJs have. There's a bunch of paper on the desk. If I just took one of those, I could know what it's all about.
Hey,
I think he's heading over here. We gotta find somewhere to hide.
Yeah, you.
Oh, no.
Get back here.